This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
You are listening to The Youth Impact on 105.4 FM at Otago Access Radio in collaboration with Volunteer South. Here, we will take you down the world of volunteering and the impact you can make in your community. Welcome to The Youth Impact. Welcome to your impact. Hello, welcome to episode 11 of The Youth Impact. Today I am here by myself. It is just like the original two episodes where I was by myself. Unfortunately, Marga has left the show. She's moved to Auckland for bigger and better things. And Jonty just wasn't feeling up to it today. But that is okay. Everyone is allowed to take a little self-care day. And, you know, this show is quite a bit of work. Actually, since Margo's not here, I'm just going to say, like, we are looking for someone else to maybe join the show as well. So, maybe if you're interested, maybe if you want to come hang out, like, you know, it's not that bad working here, but it is a lot. And so today I didn't really have that much of a topic to talk about because I've been busy, everyone's been busy. It's becoming the Christmas break. And I know some people are, those of you in high school will be finishing your exams, and some of you have actually already graduated. I've got so little to talk about, but I'm trying my best, guys. There's just so much happening right now, and I've been doing a lot the past maybe month or so. We're doing some of the holiday shows. There's nothing really that special about them, but, you know, I'd like to think that they're really good. Marga will be in some of those for her last few ones. And Jonty will be back next week, I imagine, since now it'll be me and him and maybe the maybe someone else? Maybe? I wanted to talk today about, because it's very overwhelming doing a lot of work. Most of you are in high school, and if some of you are volunteering, doing volunteering and being in high school, it's a lot of work, especially in your youth, in your fun little youth. And I think I wanted to talk about, I know we've talked about self-care before, but since I really don't have much to talk about today, it'd be good to talk about some of the things that I've been doing to unwind and, you know, just kind of get by. Because that's all I've been doing this week so far. I haven't been doing anything else. I didn't do much planning for this episode. So this will be me talking in an empty room, you know, and trying my best at this point. Which, let's face it, that's all of us have got to do, really. So, for the past week, I've been, I'd say I'm a little stressed. But that is because of the Christmas break, and we're still in COVID. I know we're about to go into this traffic light system that I kind of understand. But, I don't know. This has been a whole year, and so now this episode is going to be me kind of unwinding and talking about the things that I've had to do, like, kind of go through, I guess. Not in a complaining sort of way. Like, it's all been very good. Like, seeing as I've done some volunteering in the past, doing this volunteering is it's a little different than what I'm used to, because this, I don't know, this feels important to me. This is definitely something that I'm more passionate about doing the radio show than some of the other things that I've done in the past. Not to say I didn't like them, I just, I don't know, they just weren't really something that, like, I'd pursue through the future. Whereas this is just kind of something that I genuinely enjoy, and, like, I talk to myself anyway, so, like, you know, it's a little bit of everything that I do. So it does become very overwhelming very quickly. And I've been recently taking up, like, the things that I used to do on a regular basis that I did enjoy, which, you know, when you get a little, like, in a bit of a funk and you stop enjoying things, doing something like this has really made them just feel better, you know, because I don't know if so those of you with depression out there would know that when you get when you do something you enjoy and that is something that you genuinely enjoy, sometimes when you have depression and you do the thing, it doesn't feel like the same kind of enjoyment as it once was, and it tends to just feel exhausting and you feel like you're kind of forcing yourself to do it. Doing something like this has really brought out the things that I used to love even more. I do some pixel art kind of thing. I can't draw. I cannot draw to save my life. Whereas pixel art, I find it's kind of like drawing, but instead it's squares. Do you get it? I don't. I don't understand why I enjoy it so much. I just do. It kind of reminds me of puzzles, I guess. I've been getting really into that. I've gotten really into Pokemon again since the new game has come out. I have Brilliant Diamond, just by the way, if anyone wants to add me on the Switch. And I don't know, it's just something that I do remember enjoying as, well, I suppose I was a teenager when I started playing Pokemon. I know Pokemon's been out since, like, forever. But I wasn't one of the kids that had a Game Boy. I was not that kind of kid. I was a PlayStation kid. So we didn't have Pokemon until I was a teenager and I bought my own system. And it's just, it is those little things that I do genuinely enjoy that have made me feel a lot better throughout this whole thing. Especially when it's something that you've worked for yourself. You know what I mean? Pokemon for me was a really big starting point in a lot of games for me because it was kind of easy, but like it still obviously had that challenge. It was just kind of cute to look at. It was fun to explore. And it's just kind of one of those games that really speaks to me. I know everyone is a different kind of game. This show is about to be me talking about gaming because I am a huge fan of gaming. But everyone has their different kind of game. You know what I mean? Some people like more storytelling games. Some people like their shooter kind of games. You know, there's always a difference. And there's always a difference and between what you like and everything and what other people might like. But it's always something that is giving you that kind of reward of maybe like serotonin and dopamine as like a as like an unwinding kind of situation. My dad has recently just bought a PlayStation and he has had an incredibly stressful month. He's been working, he works for Presbyterian Support, which is would be really busy around this time of year because they work a lot in the community and that's their whole thing. They do a lot of community work. So this time of year is really important for them because, you know, it's the holidays, there's a lot of families that are in need, and they do a lot of work for that. So my dad has been very stressed working on everything that he's done. He's just bought a PlayStation again. He hasn't had one in years, and he plays very different games from me. He plays a kind of like a God of War and Red Dead Redemption, games that I do enjoy, but they're definitely not my kind of games, and he... I don't know, it's just nice to see him happy. My mother, I come from a family of gamers, I suppose. My mother is a liked PlayStation games as well, liked some of the old Spyro and Crash Bandicoot kind of ones. Just kind of fun, run around, cartoony kind of, you know, it's got its missions, but it's in more of a fun kind of way. I'm a combination of both of them, and I know this feels like I'm getting off topic, but I swear it's got a point somewhere. The point I'm trying to make is that video games is definitely such a big part of my life. It's something that both of my parents played. It is, and it has become something that I use to unwind when things are stressful because it takes me back to a similar time. And I've had a lot of people ask me, just my personal life, if they go through a bit of a funk or a bit of a depression, they go, do you know like what I can do to like make myself feel better? Because I know a lot of people say keep busy and stuff, and I get the idea of keeping busy, but sometimes if you're feeling like really tired and maybe it's like really late at night, you don't need to keep busy all the time. And I say for me it would be gaming, but it's different for everyone. And the thing it is something that reminds you of just like a happy time in your childhood. You know what I mean? The Simpsons is one of my favorite TV shows when I was a kid. So, like, now when I get in a funk, I just start watching, like, marathons of that whilst also playing my games. It's just something that takes you back to a simpler time. And your memories and your attitude are always connected. You ever, like, remember something that, like, makes you feel incredibly embarrassed or makes you feel really happy? Same principle. You're just kind of doing that to, like, trick yourself into feeling, you know, a little bit better about what you're doing and just relax again. The point of me having this conversation is it is coming around Christmas time. You're about to spend a lot of time with your family. You've probably already, like, started Christmas shopping or even, like, already finished it. But it's definitely about to get very stressful, very hectic. Even today, couldn't find a park at all in town. Don't tell anyone where I'm parked because it's not correct. Anyway, you just kind of need to take that time to unwind and know that you're important right now. And Christmas is about family, but it is also about you. You're allowed to have your time, your special time, and whatever. I really don't know where I'm going with this, but this is exactly a month till Christmas, and you get the idea. There's really not much else I've personally been doing, other than my unwinding kind of situations, because, as I said, it's getting very stressful. I've bought some presents, but present giving isn't really what I'm best at. I never really know what anyone likes or anything. So, you know, you can only do so much. I know a lot of... I know this may seem like a cheap present kind of situation. Well, it's not cheap, but it's like a get out of thinking too much about presents. But I do enjoy getting... If someone donates something in your name, you know what I mean? Like, you've sponsored, like, an animal or a child in your name. I do find those very nice. I know they're definitely not for some people, but I just think that's a good present because, like, you know, it's something that you'd feel good about. You spent your money on something that is definitely worthwhile, and, you know, you've helped whoever is on the other end of that money. Whether or not the person that you give it to likes it or not, it doesn't matter. It's the thought that counts, I suppose. I always go for donating anything on Christmas. From what I know about Presbyterian Support, I don't think they're doing the can drive this year. You know, the one where people will drive around your neighborhood and you can just run out your door and hand them cans. I don't think they're doing that. So, because of COVID restrictions and such. So if you can just donate any canned goods, sanitary products, you know, just something good, you know, go for that. Find where you donate it. There's also, like, those bins that are, like, around everywhere, the ones that you put your clothes in or your toys in. Those will always be good. The Women's Refuge is probably always looking for toys and sanitary products and, you know, just anything that can help. Or if you don't really have anything to give, money is always good. Same as a good present, money always works. Get a card, put some money in it, you've done it. That's it. That's probably what I'm going to do for Christmas, actually. With all the money that I definitely make from this volunteer job, I can... it'll be fine. Man, I really hope someone gives me money for Christmas. So with Christmas coming up and everyone being stressed and everyone kind of doing their own thing, I would love to know what everyone else does during this time. You know, I know it's still November and I shouldn't be talking about Christmas, but I love Christmas so much. And everyone always has a different kind of Christmas. So, for example, I don't have that big of a family. So we usually do small family get-togethers, depending on which side of the family that I'll see. It's usually not that many people. It's definitely less than 10. I know some other people in my family who have... they have a much larger family on their side. They will go have the huge family Christmas that you always see on, like, TV and, you know, on Christmas cards and such like that. I've definitely been camping for Christmas before. Not sure why we did that, but, like, I guess we're in New Zealand, so we get the nice summery Christmas, which I'd also like to point out that I hate summer. I am not a fan. I'm so tired and so hot, and I hate it so much. I'm more of a cold weather kind of person, especially since I wear so much black. I can't deal with all the sunlight. These conversations would definitely be better if I had someone else here, but that's fine. I'm fine. I would love to know what other people do for Christmas. I have a lot of friends in America. They've already told me that that their town is starting to snow. They're currently celebrating Thanksgiving, I believe. So I hope you all have thanks for something. I am thankful for, I don't know, the show, I guess? I don't know. I do enjoy doing it, despite the stress that it sometimes gives me. But it's definitely something that I enjoy doing. And again, if someone wants to join me, feel free to come on down and, you know, look up on Volunteer South, see what's going on. I'm pretty sure Volunteer South is also looking for another kind of social media superstar, which is what my job description is as well. But I think they want people to run the websites and Facebook and stuff like that. So if you're good with social media, feel free to try your hand at that. I think with the end of the year coming up and the new year about to begin, I think we should all try and look to the future of what we're doing. This is like a whole can of worms that I'm about to open, but it is going back to the fact that we have been in a pandemic. And the way our system is going to be is kind of changing, but it's not in a bad way. To be fair, the color traffic light situation makes a lot more sense to me. But I think that we should start looking into the future for the fact of we know definitely how a lockdown works now and just what we can do during these kinds of times. No one tell my family, but I am looking at going back into study again because I don't know. I like having something to do, and I would like to try my hand at a different kind of study. In the past, I've studied psychology and English, which were very interesting, but the things that I do are more of a creative side of stuff. I'm not really that good with the scientific theory and words in general. I don't know if you can tell by the everything about me, but the creativity is more my kind of scene, despite, you know, the lack of creativity that I have, especially when it comes to this show. So, again, no one tell my family, but I am looking at going into more of a creative study. I just want to see if I can do it, just for fun, for next year. In the New Year show, we will be talking about some goals that we have for next year with Marga, I believe. I believe Marga will also be on the Christmas show, so that's something to look forward to and remember, you know. We love to see her. We're going to miss her dearly. Again, I feel like I'm getting ahead of myself by talking about the future and Christmas this episode. But I feel like it's an important thing to start thinking about now, seeing as it's November. And it's just something that, you know, we're almost to the end of the year. Like, 2022 is, like, only a month away, pretty much. A month and a bit. So I reckon just start having a think about it. Some of you will be finishing high school, or not, or you're carrying on to high school. Maybe you're studying NCEA level 1, or just doing any other kind of NCEA. Let me tell you, it seems horrifying at the time, and it kind of is. But afterwards, I'm going to be honest, I've kind of forgotten everything about it, like, at all. I don't remember anything about high school. So what seems like a big idea now, this is definitely the hardest part of your life so far because you don't know anything else right now. You know what I mean? This is the oldest you've ever been, which can be said about anyone at any time. But this is the oldest you've ever been. This may be the hardest thing that you've ever done so far. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's easy as hell. But you know, everyone deals with things differently. So don't let someone invalidate your feelings if you are saying, like, this is really hard, this is difficult, and then someone says, I have it much worse than you. Yeah, they might, But you don't know that. You're living your own life and your own truth right now. So sometimes what is the hardest thing for you? Maybe they'll never experience it, or maybe they have. Maybe it's different. Everyone feels the thing different. Don't try and invalidate someone's feelings of what's hard for them. You know what I mean? This show gets really deep whenever I'm by myself. I don't know how to make it stop, but I've got a lot of opinions on self-care, especially since I know my show is for the youth, and I did not like being a youth at all. I know it was definitely the hardest time of my life at the time. Harder times were to come, but also definitely much better times came as well. So, like, you know, it's a little bit of the both. I hope if anyone actually listens to this, my advice is somewhat solid and you find it helpful, rather than me just, you know, talking to myself for the past 20 minutes and not really saying any actual words. I'm just kind of, you know, I'm not saying anything with good context. So I hope that whatever I'm saying comes across and someone kind of gets the idea that I'm trying to do. Otherwise, I'm not doing well. Someone should really come and help me host this show at some point. This show didn't really have a purpose or any kind of thing to talk about. It definitely always goes back to volunteering, obviously, of course. Volunteering will make you feel good. Volunteering will be something to do over the Christmas break, because I know you'll all have a sister base. Even if you don't want to volunteer, I also recommend donating to some of the foundations that we've talked about in previous shows, or, you know, just donating to, you know, classic kind of charities in general, or to the food drive and, you know, stuff like that. Where was I going with this? I don't know. I guess another point I'm just trying to make is do what is best for you. Don't push yourself too hard if you can't handle it. But definitely push yourself to a way that's comfortable enough for you to try something else. Try something new. That's not even the point of this episode. That was a previous episode. I am so sorry, guys. I'm going off topic. This has been a long week for me. And if anyone else is having a long week, please just try and do something that will make you calm down. After this, I'm probably going to watch CSI or something dramatic and edgy, and then also color in at the same time. It will make me feel better. This has been an embarrassing show. this isn't going well. But you know, everyone get back into volunteering and do something. I'm hoping next episode I will definitely have someone else here, or worst comes to worst, I will find someone, bring them in, and see if that can make my show any better. So if anyone's feeling embarrassed about their work as well for exams on, like, how well they do, I hope you heard this show and realize, man, that is so much worse than whatever I wrote. And just feel comfort and that I am on air on this Friday afternoon talking about absolutely nothing to who knows how many people listen. Maybe it's just my mum. Maybe it's a lot of people. I don't know. But know that you'll never do as poorly as me right now with my no structure. Oh, that would have been a good topic to talk about, the structure of things. Oh, well, it's too late for that. I hope everyone has a really good Friday. I will be back next week with maybe an actual show, maybe not. Happy Thanksgiving, I guess. I will see you all next week. Thank you for listening to The Youth Impact on ORFM. Go out and find your impact.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.